From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Britain said Wednesday that the Russian plane that crashed in Egypt this week after taking off from the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh might have been brought down by an explosive device. While the investigation is still ongoing, we cannot say categorically why the Russian jet crashed. That's according to Prime Minister David Cameron's office in a written statement. The statement went on to say that as more information has come to light, we become concerned that the plane may have well been brought down by an explosive device, it added. As a precautionary measure, the government has decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh for Britain on Wednesday evening will be delayed to allow time for a team of UK aviation experts currently traveling to Sharm el-Sheikh to make an assessment of the security arrangements in place at the airport. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday highlighted the need to decide which of the various opposition groups fighting in Syria should be part of future peace talks and which should be considered terrorists. Lavrov spoke at a press conference after meeting in Moscow with UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura. De Mistura said it was important to work on the formation of an inclusive government in Syria. The numbers vary, but the story they tell is clear. The cyclone in Yemen has destroyed almost everything in its path. Some residents say between the ongoing war and the abject poverty that dominates the nation, they're growing terrified of the future. All of the people are scared because of the situation is already very bad due to war and the control al-Qaeda has on our city. That's according to a 23-year-old resident in Mukalla. He goes, now we have the cyclone, which has made it worse. VOA News. A plane has crashed in South Sudan shortly after taking off from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. Officials say one survivor, a young child, has been found. Reports say the cargo plane crashed just about 800 meters from the runway Wednesday, landing in a thick woodland that's alongside the shore of the White Nile River. Reports say that the plane had a total of 18 people on board, including the plane's 6 crew members. Meanwhile, it's not clear if any of the victims were aboard the plane or on the ground at the time of the crash. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi defended the raft of repressive security laws pushed through by his government on the eve of talks in London with the British Prime Minister David Cameron. There's a real roadmap for democracy in Egypt, said Sisi to BBC television ahead of his visit there. The Egyptian people have been calling for change for years, and it's our utmost wish to meet their demands and work towards a better democratic future. The UN Children's Fund sees no sign that migrant flows into Europe are slowing down. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The UNICEF Refugee and Migrant Crisis Chief in Europe, Marie-Pierre Poirier, has just returned from a week-long mission tracking the migrants as they move from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia at the border with Greece to Serbia and Croatia. She says people along the route told her they were risking their lives because the prices had gone down.
It looked like smugglers. Because of rough weather and possible more difficulties, are giving a discount to anybody.
Prices reportedly have gone down from a high of $5,000 to a little over $1,000 for a family. As a consequence of these bargain rates, the migrant flows into Europe appear to be unstoppable, at least for now. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama Wednesday called on the world to fund and promote societal change to support girls' education.
When we truly start to value their minds and respect their bodies and give them the education they need to fulfill their potential, that doesn't just transform their lives. It transforms their families and their countries, too.
The First Lady spoke at the 2015 World Innovation Summit for Education in Doha, Qatar. The First Lady's speech comes as part of her Let Girls Learn initiative. That initiative encourages world leaders to provide education opportunities to an estimated 62 million girls globally who do not attend school. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.